How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So on today's episode of Social Media Marketing School, I'm going to be talking through three things that you need to be doing before you hit that post button on Instagram. And you know we don't do any long wishy-washy intros here, so without any further ado, let's dive straight into tip number one, and that is that you should be doing some form of engagement with your audience before you post your piece of content. And that doesn't mean you have to be sitting there and doing an engagement for an hour. You just need to be doing some, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes. And these forms of engagement can vary. You can go through your feed, you can go through past comments, you can go and like past comments. You just need to be doing some form of engagement. Why? Because when you engage with your audience, those audience members are going to be notified. And when they're notified, they're likely to come back onto Instagram to see what that notification is about. And because you've just posted and you've just engaged with them, the likelihood of them reciprocating that piece of engagement on your new piece of content is so much higher. And because we know engagement is so important when it comes to the algorithm, this is a win-win. So let's quickly go through a couple of things that you could do. You could go onto your previous post, see everyone that's commented, and just reply to all of those comments on your previous post. Or you could go onto each of those individuals' profiles and comment on their most recent piece of content. Or you can go back onto your previous post and simply like all of the comments on that post. That's why I encourage people not to like comments on their content as soon as they come through. Instead, save that for when you're about to post your new piece of content, then go and like all of those comments, because that notifies people to come back onto Instagram. They see your piece of content, they engage with your new piece of content, and because they engage with all of your other pieces of content, the chances of them engaging with the new piece of content is high. So if you want to have that influx of engagement on your piece of content as soon as you post it, you need to make sure you're engaging with your audience before you hit post. If you don't engage with others, you can't expect them to engage with you. And like I said, you don't have to spend hours doing it. Just spend 5 or 10 minutes. And as long as you're getting a few pieces of engagement, that's really going to help you with the algorithm. So engage with your audience. Tip number two. Double check your caption. I would take time when it comes to writing your captions on Instagram. Instagram is becoming more and more of a search engine. When you search content on the Explore page, whether that just be looking for certain creators, let's say you type in social media marketing, if your content ranks well and is search engine optimized, your content, if it's to do with social media marketing, may show up when people search that term. But there are ways that you can optimize your piece of content to ensure that it does that. And keywords within your captions help the algorithm understand what your piece of content is actually about. If you don't tell the algorithm what your piece of content is about, how does it know who to show that piece of content to, especially if it wants to show it to people outside of your current audience? You may be thinking, why am I not ranking on the Explore page? Why am I not ranking on hashtags? And it's likely to be the fact that the algorithm doesn't know what the piece of content is about. So why should it chance showing that piece of content to people that may not be interested in it? So you need to be making sure that your captions on your content are keyword rich. So if it's about increasing followers, make sure that you mention follower growth or the term audience growth or the term increase your followers. And if you can do this time and time again, the algorithm's obviously going to now understand that that piece of content is about growing an audience and therefore show it to people who want to learn how to grow their audience on the platform. If you make no reference to this within your caption, then how's the algorithm ever going to know who to show that piece of content to? So you need to make sure that your piece of content is optimized for search. And over time, this is going to help with regards to the overall growth of your page, because it may not be specific to only that piece of content, but all of the content on your page. And as soon as the algorithm understands what type of creator you are and the type of content you post, you're going to be showing up in the explore page for many different reasons, or you may rank for certain terms within your niche, or you may be shown in the suggested for you tab when people are following other creators and want to follow similar creators based on that creator they've just followed. It's all about optimization through search, and you've got to do that through the use of keywords in your captions. So take time when you're writing your captions. Don't just have a 2 or 3 word caption, or don't write a caption at all. Take your time, make sure it's keyword rich, and you will thank me later. Now, moving on to the final point, and this kind of relates to keywords and optimization, but it's something many people don't actually know about. And this is something called alt text, and it will be within the advanced settings of when you are going to post your piece of content. And this normally refers to single image post and carousel based post. And what alt text essentially is it helps with the accessibility of your post itself. If people are blind, and this is the main reason for alt text, this alt text will describe to them what that piece of content is about. So as a creator, I want you to bear in mind the main use of alt text, and that it is to help increase the accessibility of your piece of content for those that may not be able to experience it for what it actually is. Don't abuse it for your own gain. Make sure that if you are using alt text, that you are assisting those that need it, but you can use it to help with ranking through search terms. So when you are describing your post through this alt text, you can again implement all of these various keywords to further help the algorithm understand what that piece of content is about. But I don't want you to just be throwing a bunch of keywords in there that when the app actually reads out this alternative text to those that actually need it, it makes no sense, because that's just completely unfair and going against what it's actually meant for. You can use these keywords in a way that does make sense, so that those who do need alt text can still experience the post, but at the same time, you're also benefiting yourself because you're helping the algorithm further understand what your piece of content is about, and you're further adding to the fact that, hey, Instagram, my piece of content is accessible to everyone. Some people may have made a similar post, but they haven't made it accessible to everyone because they haven't used alt text. Push mine to a further audience. And the algorithm is going to look at that and go, okay, cool. This piece of content can be experienced by everyone. I know exactly what it is because, one, they've got keywords in their captions, but they're also helping me further understand what that piece of content is through the alternative text where they've got even further keywords. So use this alt text to your advantage, but don't abuse it for what it's actually meant for. So those are 3 things that you need to be doing before you hit post on Instagram. Engage with your audience, double check your caption, making sure that it's keyword rich, and finally, add alt text. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are 2 more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's Exclusive, there are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.